the record straight on the Kehlani situation.
And Blac Chyna and her mama, Tokyo Toni, honey, are hitting your TV screens again. We'll explain.
Plus, HK chats with the one and only Shaggy about his time on The Masked Singer.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Let's get it popping, my peoples. What's going on, Brad?
Well, y'all, it looked like J-Lo went down memory lane to celebrate Mother's Day yesterday. She posted an early 2000s video of her and Ben Affleck sitting courtside at a basketball game when they were engaged the first time around. Take a look.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy.
This was so cute, though, Sherry. How was your Mother's Day?
Can I tell you, I was crying all day.
I know.
My son is 17. He don't want to touch me. He don't want to give me a kiss. So he knew this was the day. Every time he kissed me, I started crying.
Really?
Literally. Aww. And he was, you know, and I tried to kiss him today. He was like, okay, Mother's Day was yesterday.
It's over.
When Jeffrey was hugging you, where was husband 1A and 1B? Did they come hug you too?
No, they're too busy getting the subpoenas to get some more money.
Sherry, thank you. My baby worked so hard. Like, I did a whole relaxation day for her. We did the pedicures. We did where you put your feet in the water and the fish, you know, do that. We did the ionic. We did the ionic where you get your feet, the toxins go out, all that. Then after that, I gave her, like, a massage, and she got a massage from a masseuse, and then I got her favorite oysters catered and chefed, you know, and all that stuff.
Okay. Well, I didn't do nothing for my mama but say happy Mother's Day, honey. I'm on a 15, because we don't get paid until tomorrow.
You know you can make a payment. You can do a payment plan with an edible arrangement.
Right.
But if you have to, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, if you gotta lay away strawberries, you got issues.
Oh, well, anyway, child. Moving on, honey. So head crack. Just a few days ago, honey, Miss Kalani decided, honey, that they're not doing any more interviews after appearing on Yo Show.
The
Morning Hustle. So, baby, just spill the tea and just tell us what happened with little Miss Kalani.
I think it was like a bunch of compound issues that just kind of came to a head when she made it to our building. You know, like, you know, for one, she's a person who in the past has not really done a lot of interviews because interviews are a little tough for her. Not every artist is built to go from place to place talking to people.
Right.
So she came in, her energy was a little off. We're making small talk and whatnot. And because I do research when I interview anybody, no matter who it is, I find out everything that makes them tick. So, like, you know, one of the biggest things with her as of lately has been pronouns and what she identifies as, which is a complicated space to navigate if you don't know. She identifies as they, she, and her. So, you know, even on the intro, I was like, hey, you know, I addressed all of those things when she came in. And then, but she was being a little weird about it from that point on, in addition to how a little bit standoffish she was already when she came in.
Well, I remember when I had to come interview with y'all, HK, Brad, and Gary. I was having a good time on the interview. I didn't even know Gary. He came in with that shade and was asking about them ex-husbands. I was like, who is this bitch?
Right.
Put me in a bad mood the whole day. I had to promote a movie the whole day.
You gotta be ready.
But Brad, you didn't know. I came to promote a movie. Named Gary. And then he twisted up his mouth. I was like, here it comes.
You gotta know it's coming.
But I thought your husband was in the movie. That's why I asked.
You know I love you, Gary. And the plot thickens. Because now, Blac Chyna is working on a new TV talk show with her mom, Tokyo Toni.
I'm here for it.
Well, this is news. So Tokyo told reporters that she and her daughter, Blac Chyna, will sit down with guests. Now, she didn't provide any specifics, but she mentioned that it's going to be on her own network.
Okay.
Well, you
that's big.
Right.
That's huge.
So are you guys interested in seeing a Blac Chyna and Tokyo Toni talk
show? I'm intrigued. I want to watch this train wreck unfold. That's what I want to watch.
I was half excited at first because I thought she said it was going to be on the OWN network. And then when I realized, production quality.
Can you imagine Oprah in that meeting? What would Oprah tell Chyna and Tokyo Toni?
She'd be going, stop, please stop. Because I'm telling you, this is why I understand when they said they didn't want to continue with the reality show with her and Rob. Mm-hmm. There was on their reality show. Remember when Tokyo Toni got in Blac Chyna's face mm-hmm. in that yeah. kitchen? It was so yes. awkward. Yes.
And she looked at the and she looked at the cameras and she saw, yo, stop rolling.
You think they could deal with Kehlani Tokyo Toni?
I think so. I really do think so. I think so. They might be on the same frequency.
They are in the mood.
She was giving head crack one word answer. She'd be giving them half a word answers.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, everyone. It's time for season two of our very own Brad the Tat-Tat Show. Brad Loves Judy on WeTV. The trailer dropped, and it looks good, sis. We're going to get to see you in the studio behind the scenes of Judy's Kaleidoscope Empire, the wedding drama. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love that. But the best part that caught my eye and all of our attention is when your sister, Lisa Ray, had words with Judy about you two having a baby. Wow, take a look.
Do you take this woman to be your wedded wife?
I do.
Now we're going to have a baby. I wasn't told anything.
If she wants to get pregnant and not tell you, she has the right to do that.
No.
Brad, why did Lisa Ray say no like that?
Oh, my God, because she feels like she's supposed to know everything even before it happens.
What else are we going to see? Can you give us anything else?
Oh, my God, there's baby stuff. There's wedding stuff. There's fusses and fights and arguments between people. There's fighting and there's so many different things that I did not think that we would ever go through. It comes on June 9th, y'all, on WeTV. You do not want to miss it. Set them DVRs because you ain't going to want to miss it. Because when I watch it back, I'll be like, oh my God, can we cut that out? But I'm like, you know what? We're not taking nothing out. We're not taking it out. We're showing it all.
Yo, what's the chances of them dogs getting a spinoff? Because they cute.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, switching gears, it came to a shock to many, but social media personality best known for his brutally honest view on the dynamics between black men and women, Kevin Samuels, also known as the Godfather, has passed away at the age of 56. Wow. Now, the self-proclaimed relationship guru with 1.7 million YouTube subscribers was known for stirring up some major controversy with celebrities like Future, Cam Newton, and Nicki Minaj, just to name a few. Mm. Now, many on social media have conflicting thoughts on his untimely death, but a couple celebrities took time out to pay tribute to the YouTube star. Now, Marlon Wayans posted Kevin's picture on social media and said, love him or hate him, he spoke his truth and thanked him for helping people here. Even our girl Tamar posted about his death and said that she was so sad. Now, you know, what was your initial reaction when you found out he passed away?
I thought it was fake. You know, when you see people trending on Twitter and you see their names on there, you're just like, oh, stop it. And then you click and they're like, people were talking about him passing away. I was like, no way, he's so young.
What I liked about him is he was like, everybody not going to get a rich man. Mm-hmm. There's not that doggone many rich men for all of you. And you know, you look this way, you not trying to do nothing about yourself, and you think Idris Elba going to walk into your life, you are delusional.
He's brutally honest.
But also, he took away people's hope. And people's faith in God. Mm. Like, he made you feel like if you had kids, it was over for you. No man will take you if you had kids.
Sometimes you have to, like, you know, like, say the craziest things possible to get people's attention. Because if he came out there just giving straightforward, good information, like, you know, maybe a couple people might retweet it. But people like retweeting things that they're outraged about.
But, Cher, I just think y'all just women need to pray for a man. Now, that's all. So
if you over 35, you gonna get a man. That may not be Michael B. Jordan, as I found out, right? Because I've been trying. Right. It may not be Trevor Noah.
You can't. Somebody's for everybody.
Sure. It might be a Chewy Martinez. Listen, all right.
There could be Michael C. Minus Jordan. He's out there. Up next, speaking of relationships, love is in the air for my friend Ross Matthews,
Yay!
And we have all the dish about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
Jesus Christ.
That's my preacher voice, Chewy. Oh, that's me preaching. That's what it sounds like.
If you were preaching to me in that voice, I would leave your church.
I would run.
I almost said it with that. Dearly beloved,
I would join the Tanner.
To get to this thing called life. Okay, guys, we're gathered here today not just to spill the tea, but to congratulate my buddy Ross Matthews.
Yes.
You guys, Ross tied the knot with his fiancée, Dr. Wellington Garcia, in a destination wedding in Puerto Vallarta where they met. Ross loves love. He's so nice. Ross is currently hosting the Drew Barrymore Show with Drew Barrymore. Well, not only was she among the 110 guests, she was the flower girl.
Oh, that's so
beautiful.
That was
How
so
wonderful
nice.
Is this?
Drew went from Firestar starter to flower thrower.
Sherry, if I was ever get married, would you be my flower girl, Sherry?
Oh, yes, Gary. I would throw out prenups instead of flowers.
I want to be in the wedding, too, Gary. Can I be in the wedding?
Yes, honey. You could be the guy sitting in the corner when we get through getting married. I could come talk to you.
Oh, you're gonna cheat on your husband on your
what
wedding?
What does that mean?
I like some entanglement
stuff. What does that mean?
Ross also hosts the Emmy-winning Drag Race with RuPaul. I thought RuPaul might have been the flower girl. That might
or
have been
like it. The person who is officiating the ceremony.
Yes. Oh yes,
like so that would be
Drag Mother would be great.
Drag Mother.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. More congratulations are in order, I guess, for country singer Sam Hunt. It seems that he and his pregnant wife Hannah Lee Fowler are staying together after all. I like this, Hannah Lee and Sam. So back in February, Hannah Lee, because I like saying her name, filed for divorce. Hannah Lee. She filed for divorce. Now, she withdrew the filing a few hours later. Then she refiled in a different county due to a technicality.
Oh, wow.
Well, apparently the couple have reconciled because Hannah Lee asked the court to dismiss the divorce case a few weeks ago, and the judge agreed. Oh. So is there a punch card for divorce filing?
I don't know.
No. It's like crying wolf.
Like
out a country song right here.
What is going on? Country song on.
My wife divorced me, then she got back with me, then she drove across the line.
You should call that song Boomerang Baby. She left and came back.
I got divorced and reneged on the papers.
Well, my wife came back like my lost dog.
Okay, so y'all, like romantically, the baby, Hannah Lee and Sam's baby, is due at the end of the month. So you think that's what brought them back together?
Yeah, baby. Hope so. Most definitely. She don't want her baby to be a bastard. So yes, she takes the baby back.
Well, my baby's a bastard everywhere across the county.
It wasn't because, you know, Netflix is cracking down on password sharing. It's because of the baby.
My baby brought my marriage focus.
Joe Exotic. Up next, Headcrack talks to Shaggy about his time on The Masked Singer. But first, HK's got a deal to save you from the headache of going to the post office. I want to hear this.
Everything in the world is going up. Like, I mean, the prices have really gone up. So why not save money when you can? If you got a small business, inflation isn't doing you any favors right now. And it's harder than ever to stay profitable. So if you're looking for a way to cut costs, mailing and shipping is a great place to start. Use Stamps.com to mail and ship and get access to exclusive discounts and great rates on shipping from USPS and UPS. It's an easy way to keep more money in your pocket. No matter what business you're in, Stamps.com can help you save on shipping. Whether you're an office sending invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or a warehouse shipping out truckloads of orders, Stamps.com is the mailing and shipping solution for you. All you need is a regular computer and a printer, no special supplies or equipment, okay? Mother's Day just passed and Father's Day is next, and you gotta get those gifts sent out right. Start mailing and shipping with Stamps.com and keep more money in your pocket every day. Sign up with promo code DishNation for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code DishNation.
DishNation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. We have one of Jamaica's finest with us today. And unfortunately, his time was cut short on The Masked Singer. But ladies and gentlemen, he is here with us today. Formerly known as the Space Bunny, Mr. Boombastic himself. Shaggy, what's going on, Chief?
Well, it's fortunate or unfortunate. It's bittersweet in a way because, we might not have won. But damn, I couldn't wait to get out of that damn costume.
Yo, brother, I hear a lot of people say that, you know, it's a lot more uncomfortable inside that outfit than you could possibly imagine.
Hey, man, looking at it on paper, you know, when I was picking, I was like, okay, eyes go like this and the ears pop up. Wow, that's cute. That's going to really grab the audience. But then I saw it in person. It was like, man, this thing is massive. And then I put it on. I was like, man, this thing got some weight to it.
Man, so when you get, you know, approached to even do the Masked Singer, what was your initial reaction?
I didn't want to do it. I turned it down twice before. And, you know, my manager was really kind of pushing me and was like, yo, listen, it's a good look. And then, you know, I spoke to Neil, and then Neil was like, yeah, I did the one in the UK and had a lot of fun and blah, blah, blah. He just didn't tell me that I would be waiting around in a hot suit for hours. he left that part out. But, you know, it was a great experience. I actually enjoyed it.
Now, you know, some people who know some of your movements and your mannerisms, maybe even other people in the reggae community, anybody hits you up on a text or run down on you, be like, Shaggy, is that you, bro?
Absolutely. Everybody hit me. There's a couple of people that hit me up on my DM. A couple of family members that hit me up and was like, I know that's you. And I just wrote, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Now, you did have a lot of the judges fooled, but towards the end, what do you think it was that gave you away, bro?
I think the clues. After a while, the clues are giving you away, man. You know what I mean? The red hand. Red-handed. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of stuff that it was given in. You know, they knew it was somebody Caribbean. It was just, you know, just narrow it down. But they couldn't tell because I changed my voice. They wasn't hearing the, jump in the line, rock your body on. He goes, jump in the line, rock your body on time. You know, it was a different texture of voice.
Come through with the different octave, Shaggy.
You see it. You see it.
Every day, man. So what else can we expect from you?
I'm doing a lot of stuff. Right now, I'm in studio. I'm actually, this week is dedicated to really putting some music together for Spice. I just completed an album with me and Sting. You know, Sting and I teamed up again. The last time we teamed up was 44876, and we sold gold on that album. We had the second largest tour that year, and also we won a Grammy. And, you know, we're always thinking outside the box. So Sting and I came together again, and we came up with this crazy idea. I said, how about we just do Sinatra songs and reggae? And that's what we did. Sang by me, produced by Sting, and it's they're done in reggae. And it's called Come Fly With Me, and it comes out on the 25th of May.
Oh, so, I can't wait to hit. That's a couple weeks. That no one was expecting.
Dude, I mean, you know, finally you could roll up to it, man. You know what I mean? Frank Sinatra, Shaggy, Sting.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us on Dish Nation. Make sure y'all catch The Masked Singer this Wednesday on Fox, because you never know who is going to be under the mask. And keep it live right here, because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Salute.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, and we're back. Guys, I don't know how Jerry O'Connell sat through this convo with his wife, Rebecca Romaine, about her ex-husband, John Stamos. Uh-oh. Guys, this is a little intense here. So Jerry mentioned that when Rebecca talks about being married to him, it sounds like they had a lot of fun, evidently.
Oh, what?
Rebecca admitted that it was, and there are some things that she still misses about Uncle Jesse, a.k.a. John. Have mercy.
Damn.
Okay. So she then talked about seeing John a few weeks ago for the first time since splitting up in 2005 while driving with their twin daughters, but she didn't roll the window down because she didn't think her hair looked good.
Okay.
Sounds like she might still have a little soft spot for Uncle Jesse. He was a beach boy.
Yeah, he was.
You know, got some style.
It sounds like she misses his Greek yogurt.
No. When you see somebody you hadn't seen in a long time, you want to look good, period.
But disrespectful, though. It sounds like she, like, misses every aspect of this man's soul and being.
Y'all ever get in your Instagram stories and slide to see who's watching it just to see your old dates and old flings and see if they're watching your stories?
You're a little stalker.
They're watching my stories, Jimmy.
If I gotta spy on somebody, I use my Bulldog's account. So if you see little Brutus, if you see his little face picture, just know I'm creeping.
Well, Brett, you better tell Judy to stay off your page, because I'm gonna stop watching you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.